The Conscientious Objector, from Herefordshire's Homefront in the First World War, by Bill Laws, read by Marsha Omani, music by Branchline. At the Hereford Mayfair of 1915, soldiers manning the busy recruitment tent in Hightown were infuriated when a young man arrived bearing a poster that read, "Don't enlist until you have thought it well through. We can help you." Stanley Powell had begun a soul protest nearby. "You should do something about him," complained a woman passing, prompting one of the officers to grab the poster down. In the ensuing scuffle, the lone protester was knocked to the ground and then arrested by the police. 21-year-old Stanley George Powell, a jobbing tailor of 16A Widemarsh Street, was charged under the Defence of the Realm Act with prejudicing recruitment. He pleaded not guilty when he appeared before the magistrates. Powell conducted his own defence, telling the court, amid catcalls from the public gallery, "It seemed clear to me that the young fellows during the Mayfair were not being given a fair chance of considering their position. A young man can be got, on the spur of the moment, to do things which, if he thought about them, he would probably not do." There were shouts, "You ought to be ashamed," and "Why don't you go?" But Powell continued, "We shall never crush German militarism, except by the spirit of love." The young tailor was found guilty, fined £25, with £5 and 5 shillings costs, and hustled out of court by the back door. It would not be his last day in court. In 1916, Stanley, dressed in a sober grey suit, stood before the city's military service tribunal. He was appealing against being conscripted for military service on the grounds of conscience. "I'm a socialist," he said, "believing in the brotherhood of man. I stand for two things, the abolition of the private ownership of land and capital, and the acknowledgement of love as a supreme power in the world for individual and social redemption." Tribunal member Alderman Jones asked irritably, "If your country was attacked, would you fight to defend your country or your home?" "What I should do or not do does not affect my attitude to war in general. That is the general slaughter of each other by millions of men." Alderman James asked, "Would you allow a German to bayonet your mother without resisting?" "I refuse to take part in any machinery of war," returned Powell, telling the alderman, "I should defend my mother, but I should not think it necessary to take her life to do it." "Have you a conscientious objection to fighting?" asked Alderman Watts. "Yes," replied Powell, "the deepest objection." After it transpired that Powell had refused to enlist with the Royal Army Medical Corps, the tribunal issued a certificate of exemption from combatant services, but refused to grant an absolute exemption. Powell asked the chairman for an explanation. "I should give you no reason," snapped the mayor. Powell returned to the tribunal, this time under Chairman Sir John Cotterill, who was leasing the local recruitment drive for soldiers, to appeal for total exemption. He and Cotterill clashed repeatedly. "I don't come here pleading for anything. I demand my legal rights under the Act," announced the young tailor. "And we don't want a speech," retorted Sir John. He dismissed the appeal. In effect, Stanley George Powell was now a soldier. That May, he was brought before a court-martial in North Wales and sentenced to 2 years' hard labour for refusing to obey military orders. He was later moved to Wormwood Scrubs Prison and appeared before another tribunal, which ruled that he was, after all, a genuine conscientious objector. The young Taylor was sent to a work scheme at Telgarth and later in Wakefield. But in 1918, just as the war was coming to an end, Powell absconded. His father was hauled before Hereford magistrates and fined £10 for failing to help police find him. Mr. Powell Sr. protested that he heard nothing more than a letter from his son, posted at Manchester Post Office. Sammy Powell was never heard of again.